morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Can I be any clearer about it? Steve Harvey got a radio show. Steve Harvey got a radio show because God is amazing. Because God is in the forever blessing business. Because God is in the get your life together business. Because God is, he could get you from the back to the top business. From the back to the front, from the bottom to the top. However you want to look at it, God is in the business of resurrecting careers, of changing lives, of making a new way, of allowing you to reposition yourself. God is amazing. Here's the only thing you have to do. Allow him to be. Make some room in your life for God and see what God can do for you. I say it every day. Steve Harvey got a radio show because, man, I'm just screaming it out as loud as I can. God Almighty is the reason I am who I am. If it wasn't for God, I would be nothing. The sooner you come to that admission, the sooner you can start your turnaround. If you ain't happy with your life, you don't like the way it's going, you feeling a little disillusional, you ain't got no direction, you don't know what's next, talk to God. God has a plan for you. You may not have one for yourself. And if you don't, that's cool too, because God can give you that too. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Please substitute the name and the gig. Put your name in there, your hopes and dreams in there, and see what God can do for you. Okay? That's cool. The music down a little bit for me there. That's cool. God is in the blessing business. Can you feel me? All right, we'll try it again some other way tomorrow. I'll just keep on doing it anyway. Don't worry about it. We're going to have a good one this morning, y'all. I said we're going to have a good one this morning, y'all, because the way we do it right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we're so convinced by the millions of y'all that tune in every morning, this is the absolute best way to start your day, because we don't do nothing around here, and I mean nothing, without first of all stopping and giving thanks and honor to Almighty God, because God is deserving of your honor. God is deserving of your praise. If it wasn't for God, man, oh, man, oh, man, where would you be? You know, I've been talking a lot this week to men. And I don't want men out there to get it twisted when I'm saying to you. I'm just trying to offer to you the ideals of what real manhood is about. See, we got some twisted ideas out there about manhood, mainly because so many men have just abandoned their sons and not stopped and taking the time to teach them what real manhood is. So we've allowed a lot of our young men to pick up what manhood is in a video, to pick up their idea of manhood from the streets, to get their idea of manhood from somebody who ain't got a clue they doggone self. But here's the truth of the matter. Manhood is a lot of positive things. See, we've strapped ourselves with a moniker in this country. A real man got to do what a man got to do. Well, that moniker gets taken the wrong way oftentimes, because a lot of times as men, when we find ourselves in the I got to do what I got to do position, it's from one thing only. It's because we didn't do the things that we were supposed to do. See, you can't strap on manhood and justify you committing a crime or something wrong because you're trying to put it behind the hidden thing of I'm doing this for my family. Well, not really, bro. Not really. See, to begin to roll down the manhood if you're young, you got to do your best, your level best, to educate yourself. You got to do your level best to go to school. You got to do your level best to complete your task, your assignments. Real men get up and go to work every day. That's what real men do. Real men drive trucks, buses, cabs, pick up trash. Real men show up every day. That's because real men have a responsibility that they know they have to fulfill. Real men honor women. Real men ain't out here degrading women all over the place, calling them out their names, this, that, and the other, stacking them up, seeing how many he can collect. If somebody has told you that's the idea of manhood, let me bring you down. Let me just holler at you, brothers. Ain't got nothing to do with manhood. It has nothing, absolutely nothing at all to do with manhood. Real men take care of everybody's life that they're responsible for. That's what real men do. Real men respect elderly people. Real men look out for old people. That's what real men do. Have you ever You ever seen these tapes on TV where you see these guys jumping on the elderly with these walkers? Does that not absolutely disgust you? Yeah, you know why it does? Because guess what? We who sit here as men know that ain't what real men do. But somewhere down the line, this young fella got confused, thought that he got to do what he got to do. So now in order to make it, I'm going to go over somebody's head that's older than me. Come on, man. That has nothing to do with manhood. Real men take care of their children. That's what real men do. Now, if you've got another version of manhood, I'm just here to tell you that you're talking to the wrong people.